Hello and welcome to Simply Save, Money Control's very own personal finance podcast. This special episode is an investor education initiative by Kotak Mahindra Mutual Fund. Now today we are going to talk about small and mid-cap funds. It's a type of fund that it's very easy to get swayed by it. You know, these can really be the rock stars in everyone's portfolios. But small and mid-cap funds are also among the riskiest of all the diversified equity funds. So when the markets go up, these funds can do very well. But when markets go down, these funds can also lose a lot of money. You should handle them with care. And how do we do that? To tell us more on small and mid-cap funds, how to get the best out of them, and how to avoid the pitfalls, I'm joined by Pankaj Tibrewal. He is the Senior Fund Manager, Equity at Kotak Mahindra Asset Management Company. Hi Pankaj, welcome to Simply Save. How are you doing today?
Hi Kezad, it's great to be on the show.
So Pankaj, let me just ask you a very basic question. Should all investors invest in small and mid-cap funds?
Kezad, before answering this question, I think let's look at some of the facts and the data points. And if you look at historical data, it suggests that mid and small cap funds tend to generate better returns than large cap funds in the longer term. And if one looks at the rolling returns of different periods starting from 3 years to 10 years, for mid and small cap fund, one observes that with increasing time horizons, these categories tend to show better results. And if one looks at a 7 to 10 year periods, mid-cap dedicated funds historically have generated better returns than large caps. But we should not forget the risk side as well. If you look on the risk side on a 3-year rolling standard deviation, mid-caps tend to be slightly more volatile and carry a little more risk than large cap. Hence, any investor looking at this category, Kaiser, should look to invest with a slightly longer term horizon. And by longer term, we mean minimum 3 to 5 year period and higher and above that. Now, coming to the question whether it's a must for every investor, whether investors should look to invest in a mid and small cap fund, you know, there's no single fit answer. I think when it comes to investments, the risk tolerance and preference of every investor, in my view, is unique. And Kezad, I give this analogy that if any one of us is looking to buy a smartphone, your preference will be very different from mine, for example. You may be looking at more features. I may be looking at price, performance, and so on and so forth. Similarly, in the case of investments, I think we all think from different perspectives. And every investor is unique and has a different risk appetite and risk tolerance level. So depending on one's preference and expectation of future return and risk tolerance, one should decide whether to invest in a mid-cap and a small-cap fund.
But what I meant to ask you also specifically is that suppose if Pankaj, if an investor is investing already in equity funds, I mean, I'm not saying 100% equity funds, but I'm saying a portfolio of equity and debt both. Okay, so is a small sprinkling of mid and small cap required from a long-term perspective, or can you afford to ignore small and mid-cap funds altogether?
Absolutely, I think. Over longer periods, data has shown us that they tend to give that kick to the overall portfolio return. So okay. It can't be a core position of your portfolio, but can 30% or 35% or 40%, depending on anyone's risk tolerance, should it be a part of your total equity portfolio allocation? Answer is yes.
Okay. So my next question, Pankaj, is that, you know, when you are, of course, you've spoken a little bit about returns, right? You've spoken a little bit about how small and mid caps have created that extra kicker of returns, and they come with a good track record. In general, I'm saying, without commenting on individual schemes, but in general, the category seems to have done very well over the long period of time. Now, given that in mind, and it's also possible that, you know, when investors invest in mutual funds, they always look at past returns. Although we always keep saying that, you know, don't just look at past returns. I mean, there are so many other things to look at. Hopefully, we'll discuss some of that in this podcast as well. But to begin with, should it be your first or second mutual fund scheme, a small and mid-cap? Or should you gradually first start investing in some other more diversified or less risky schemes? And then once you build your foundations, then you invest in a small cap fund. How would you advise the reader to, what is the right time to have a small and mid-cap exposure in your portfolio?
So I think If you have a longer term horizon, which is greater than 5 years, I think any time is a good time to start off from an investment perspective in mid and small cap funds. And if you are having, say, 4 or 5 funds of different categories, I would recommend that mid and small cap should form a part of your portfolio.
So you can start in, for a fresh investor also, you're saying that they can start investing in small and mid cap on day one?
So again, I say, Kaisa, that there's no one fit answer. If the first time investor is an old aged person or a senior citizen, I won't recommend to start off with a mid and small cap fund.
Okay.
But on the other hand, if it's a millennial and entering into the job market for the first time, trying to save it, thinking of the next 20, 30 years, definitely in that case, mid and small cap funds should be a formidable portion of your portfolio.
Okay. 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 So you're saying that, of course, there can be a big allocation in your portfolio, but depending on your age, depending on your risk profile, it may come sooner in your portfolio, or it depends. I mean, it could even be your third fund or the fourth fund, you know, after you have built your a solid base of, you know, well-diversified, moderately, I would say, aggressive schemes. And then maybe you can, you know, top up with your small and mid-cap funds a little later.
Absolutely. I mean, there are only two things one needs to, you know, assess. One is the risk tolerance and capability of that investor to go through the ups and downs and the higher volatility. And second is the period for which the investor is investing. And if you get both the answers in positive zone, then probably you may start your first fund as a mid and small cap fund. But if the answer is no, then probably you need to top it up later on at some point of time.
Okay. So Pankaj, I mean, how do you manage your mid and small cap fund? What is your fund management style? I mean, because, you know, I've seen mid cap funds going and fishing at the bottom of the barrel, you know, taking very small sized companies. There are funds that prefer to invest in only the largest of the largest mid and small cap. So where, what is your style of management?
So Kaisa, a very interesting question. If you look at, we follow an investment template called BNV, which is business management and valuation. And every company, we evaluate on this front. Honestly and candidly speaking, Kaisa, I think the entire bucketing of large cap, mid cap, small cap is overrated in my view. The way we look at within Kotak is bucketing the companies as great, good, and gruesome. And the more we do, the better the chance and probability of getting a company which could be multi-bagger in the future, or which can be a 50, 100 bagger in the future. And how do we go about it? The first part is looking at the business evaluation. I think it's most important that whether the company has the right to win, what's the competitive moat the company is carrying? And the most important thing in our business evaluation is whether the company can earn return on capital, which is higher on the invested capital for sustainable periods of time. And if they can do that again and again and reinvest the cash flows back into the business to generate that higher returns, I think you have a great business model in place. So that's one part on the business side. The second question we ask on business evaluation is whether it's a small fish in a large pond or a large fish in a small pond. That means whether the growth opportunities for that company going forward is long enough or large enough, and there's a long runway for growth. The second, Kaisa, is the most important evaluation is management, because we accept the fact that we are not going to run the company. It's the entrepreneur, it's the management team which is going to run the company. And there, we try to look out for companies which have in the past not done anything wrong with the minority shareholders. They are passionate, hardworking guys. Integrity is high. And normally as a style, especially in my funds, I really like the owner-operator-driven model, where the owner, the entrepreneur, has a high stake in the company. And they are working day and night to make the company more valuable. Compared to a hired hands or agent operated driven model, where we believe that Yes, there are many successful examples there, but there's no big incentive for that management team to take risk and bold calls to grow yourself. The third important part is the valuation. It's always the price you pay and the return you get, the balance between that. And we always try to make sure that we are not overpaying for a company. And these three things goes very handy in evaluating where we are.
Pankaj, your management, you said management is also very important. So do you, in a small and mid-cap fund, it has to be even more important than, let's say, a large-cap fund, right? I mean, because large-cap funds management is, you know, it's a widely publicly held company. You know, it's been there. There's a lot of track record. People know the integrity, the pedigree of the owners of the company. But in a mini small-cap fund, isn't it a little difficult to gauge the quality of management when there's so little information available out there for these companies?
Kaisar, it's a good question. That's where I think our research team comes handy. If you look at, there are more than 4,000 listed stock in India.
Okay. But
under coverage, only 300-350 stocks are covered.
Okay.
And that also by sell side, only few 150-200 companies are covered in detail. So there's a research arbitrage which is sitting out there. And what we do is that to gauge the quality of management, we spend a lot of time at the ground, seeking opinion from the ecosystem about the management. It could be customers, it could be suppliers, it could be employees, their ex-employees, stakeholders, bankers, etc. And look at their execution and promise and track record in the past.
Do you go and meet company managements also, Pankaj?
Absolutely, absolutely. And as per stewardship policy, we try and make sure that they are on the right path. Most of our investing companies, whenever we meet them, we tell them about right capital allocation strategy. We tell them about the ESG, which is becoming a very important part globally, that how they should steer the company on an ESG platform. So obviously that stewardship policy makes sure that we act as a steward and guide our investing companies in the right direction.
So you said there are three parameters to choose in behind your fund management style: business management and valuation. So I'm quite interested to know that, you know, when you pick up these companies on these three parameters, does it ever happen that a company is good on the business front, on the valuation front, but on the management front, you find that, you know, it's a little bit wobbly? Does it ever happen?
See, if the management is not good, trust me, over a period of time, business won't be good. Because the management will do some kind of mistakes which will make the business look inferior over longer periods of time.
Okay.
So I think, especially in a mid and small cap, space, getting a handle and getting a right call on management is very, very important. Because they are the guys who are passionate, hardworking, and integrity is high, and they take the business to the next level.
Okay.
So I have rarely come across where managements are weak and inferior, and over longer term business continues to be strong. It seldom happens.
Yeah. Okay. So Pankaj, what is the framework that investors should have in mind when selecting a small and mid cap fund? Should there be a philosophy behind it? What should they look at?
Very good question, Kaisar. I think how many times we have said that only past returns should not be the indicator. But normally every person or every investor tends to look at the past returns and then invest. And so is true for mid and small cap funds. Market is doing well, as you rightly said in your opening remarks, that mid and small cap funds tends to do extremely well. But when markets correct, you tend to see that because of the higher volatility, they tend to lose a lot of money as well. So one important thing is that when nobody is looking at the space, one should look to invest. That's one. The second important of 2-3 parameters one should keep in mind is that first, I think in this space, most of the people try to hunt for stocks which can give them that 100, 200, 300% return over the next 12, 18, 24 months. But in this space, if you avoid mistakes and make less mistakes, I think you will survive for long. And hence, while selecting a fund in this space, one should look in the past that during periods of drawdown, how has the fund performed? has it fallen more than the market, or has it fallen less than the market and protected the capital of investors? And I think this is one very important criteria, that on a risk-adjusted basis, how has the fund performed in the past different cycles?
So how has the fund performed in falling markets also is quite important.
It's most important. Because when 100 rupees becomes 50, it's 50%. For that 50 to go back to 100, you have to do, you know, double the effort out there, and it's 100% returns. Okay. So falling is easy, but coming back to the place where you fell from is difficult.
Okay.
So it's always important that in a drawdown, how has the fund behaved is very, very important parameter. And you can understand that by looking at Sortino ratios. You can look at the drawdown, probability and some of the other datas, which will give you a very good understanding on the way the fund has been managed in this space.
Okay. So, Pankaj, you from whatever you are saying and describing about mid and small cap funds, it's very clear that, you know, a lot of fund management expertise is required to run, successfully run a small and mid cap fund, because there is a lot of research that fund managers have to do. There is a lot of homework that they have to do. When a fund manager leaves of a mid and small cap fund, should the investor follow that fund and go where the fund manager is going, or do fund houses have succession policies to ensure that there is little risk? I mean, if that is even possible.
So over the last two decades, I think the Indian mutual fund industry has traveled a long distance. What you're saying could be right when you were talking in early 2000s, that the process was not institutionalized. But when we look around, and especially in NAF fund house also, over the last many years, we are trying to make sure that we institutionalize the research process. We have a dedicated team of research analysts. We have a framework. And over a period, we make sure that we draw the boundaries within that the fund manager operates. Whether it be risk, whether it be the way we will select stocks, what are the things we will look at, and what is the framework we would work on. So I think to a large extent, we are putting effort every day to make sure that the process is institutionalized. Hence, it is not person dependent. Obviously, fund manager is important because the last mile decision is taken by them. But the more we institutionalize the research process, the more we make sure that the fund will operate within this boundary, it will be more predictable in times to come. And that's it's been our effort, that it should not be person dependent. It should be more institutionalized as we move forward. Okay. And we have traveled a long distance, both as a fund house and I think as an industry in that aspect.
Okay, that's quite comforting to know, Pankaj. And hopefully this is something that the entire industry has evolved over the past few years.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And Pankaj, coming back to how an investor should invest in a mid and small cap fund, what would you recommend? Which method would you recommend? SIP or lump sum?
I would recommend the SIP in this category, because over a period of time, this category tends to be volatile. It will give you a lot of opportunity. So I think SIP is the most important part, and you should look at SIP. Unless you get a period like 2008, 2020, 2013, where markets go through a very sharp drawdown, I think then you can go for lump sum. But the most advisable mode of investing would be SIP or STP in this space.
Okay. Pankaj, last couple of questions I wanted to ask you, and both these questions are pertaining to size of a mid-cap and a small-cap fund. Now, you know, earlier when there weren't too many mid and small-cap funds, or when mid and small-cap funds were in the early stages of their life cycle, they were quite small funds. You know, over a period of time, they did very well. A lot of investors came in mid and small. Of course, it's a very, very hugely popular category. But, you know, there are problems of size, correct? When a mid and small-cap fund becomes too big. Okay, typically financial advisors, when we speak to, they say that anything, any middle small cap fund which is more than 5,000 crore or worse 10,000 crore is really large, and it's a little difficult for fund managers to manage. So is that true? I mean, Pankaj, is a small and mid cap fund, is too big a small and mid-cap fund difficult to manage from the fund manager's perspective?
To a certain extent, what you're saying is right. Size is an important criteria for future returns also in this space. Not because of anything, because of the way liquidity behaves in Indian markets. But I think over a period of time, I think this space has also become a lot more mature. And just to put things in perspective, SEBI came out with a uniform definition of large cap, mid cap and small cap companies to ensure that there is a standardized investment universe across all fund houses. And as per the definition, the first 100 companies are defined as large caps, and any company from market capitalization 101 to 250 are categorized as mid caps, and below 250 are classified as small cap. Now, if you look at 101 to 250, the cutoff approximately market cap is for the 250th company is 9,000 crores. And on the higher side, it's about 28,000-29,000 crores. So that's a very decent universe to work on, where you need to have minimum of 65%. Having said that, a very large mid-cap fund always will have issues in terms of executing the views over a period of time, because liquidity will become a constraint. So one needs to think from a risk management perspective, and I think there where the diversification comes handy, that if you have a diversified portfolio of 50-60 stocks and they lie in this space, say 101 to 250, it should not be a big problem. So I think one needs to navigate this more as a risk manager, making sure that you are not a very large portion as a shareholder of a company in terms of shareholding, and also not a very large single stock exposure portfolio in the or a weight in the portfolio. So I think if you can manage the risk well, I think it should be doable to manage a slightly higher size fund also in this category.
Okay. Pankaj, now taking your answer a little further, you know, in foreign countries, in developed markets, you know, there has been a trend of schemes closing their doors for further inflows. They don't allow more investors to come in because they said that, okay, whatever money that we have right now, it's enough for us to manage. We don't want more people coming in and putting too much of pressure on us to manage the funds. Over here also, that concept is slowly catching up in India. But do you think that concept will become eventually more and more popular, more and more fund houses would adopt that approach, when, especially within small cap funds? Because when the fund becomes too big, when you don't need the money at that point in time, because you want to give justice to your existing investors, do you think that approach will be adopted by the mutual funds industry over here in India more and more as the size grows?
A very good observation, Kaisar, I must say. And in the past 4-5 years, we have seen many examples in the Indian mutual fund industry as well, where the fund houses have taken that call of shutting down for a period of time. And whenever they have found it suitable enough, they have reopened the fund for flows. So I think it's upon the fund house, their risk management practices to decide, and their view on the opportunities lying, their view on the valuations. So obviously, in the past, we have seen many cases, and it's a good beginning, where fund houses come and honestly and candidly say that valuations have gone very high. We are not finding enough opportunities, and we don't want incremental funds. And when they see that opportunity, all the markets give them that opportunity, they open the fund again. So I think it's a good practice, and we have seen that in many fund houses in India, and it's a good practice going forward for the industry.
Cool, Pankaj. Thank you so much for joining us for this wonderful discussion. We had a lovely time talking to you. And, small and mid-cap space is always, I've seen, it's a very popular space to invest in among investors. But it is also, and you elaborated also through your answers, that it's a tricky space to navigate. So, I mean, it's a wonderful space to be in, but you have to know how to invest in a mid-cap fund. You have to understand your mid and small-cap fund. So, thank you so much for elaborating how investors should do that and invest in a better way in small and mid-cap funds. Thank you so much, Pankaj.
Thanks, Kajar. It was a pleasure to be on the show.
Thank you all our listeners for joining in. Watch out for Invest Mentor series on moneycontrol.com and CNBC for more. We'll be back with another exciting episode of Simply Save very soon. And in the meantime, do log on to moneycontrol.com for more.
InvestMentor is presented by Kotak Mutual Fund. Mutual fund investments are subject to market risk. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.